My name is John Ray. I served as one of the panelists. And my role on the panel was to serve as both a practitioner and somebody who works as a curriculum specialist in a school district. The school district I work in is the Howard County Public School System. There's a lot of talk right now around professional development and working with teachers on building up their understanding and building up through mathematical content knowledge for teaching mathematics as well as pedagogical knowledge for teaching mathematics. And the reason is because we're really in a transition. As we move toward implementing the Common Core State Standards, what we're noticing is that there are significant differences between the current standards and indicators that our teachers are teaching, mostly in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and also what the expectations for the Common Core State Standards are for fractions. What we realize is, as the plate shrinks in terms of the number of standards that teachers will be teaching, what we also know is that the depth of understanding that they'll need to sort of grasp as they prepare to teach the Common Core and their students will need to master is very significant in comparison to what they're currently doing. There are a number of things we're doing to support teachers' practice in our district. One of them is that we have coaches. They help provide resources and guidance and demonstration lessons and help co-teach and lead discussions about student data, but also lead discussions about mathematics and mathematics content. We've been working with smaller professional learning communities within schools to help empower teachers to examine their practice, to examine their own assumptions about student understanding, to look at samples of student work, to examine what students don't understand and design interventions to support student mastery, and also look very carefully at the way that we assess students. We conduct purposeful observations, and in doing that, what we try to do is partner with a school-based administrator or someone who serves in a leadership role, such as a mathematics support teacher or math instructional support teacher, and conduct periodic walkthroughs through the building and kind of take stock of what's going on in the classroom in terms of teacher practice and student understanding. So a lot of times we'll look for things like, you know, the level of student discourse that's taking place in there, the types of questions teachers are asking, what kind of tasks are being used in the math classroom? Do they fit the definition of a worthwhile mathematical task? In other words, engaging student intellect, developing math understanding and skills, stimulating student interest and making connections and developing a coherent framework for math ideas. And does it promote communication about mathematics? In terms of empowering our teachers to do some of this important work on their own to support their own content knowledge of rational numbers and fractions specifically, one of the models we've developed in our district has involved small professional learning communities of teachers choosing a topic such as operations with fractions with connections to the Common Core State Standards. And what we've done is we've designed pre-assessments of teacher content knowledge where they've been challenged to demonstrate their understanding of mathematics content. Oftentimes we ask them to solve problems using whatever strategy they're comfortable with, but then we ask them to solve the same problem without using, you know, numbers or symbolic representations of fractions. So we're asking them to do it using a hands-on tool or pictorially. And after we do that, what we do is we discuss their methods and strategies and solutions, including addressing any confusions or misunderstandings and questions that they have. The next step we look at is we really need to sort of accelerate and deepen teacher understanding. So we examine what do the experts say about operations with fractions. And then we discuss what are teacher assumptions about their own student understandings, you know, both conceptually and procedurally of that mathematical topic. And in doing that, we collect student samples and we actually examine student understanding by collecting and analyzing those student samples. And we do that in the very classrooms that they work in.